Okay, today is Demai Daf Lamed Gimel. We start a new perek here in Maseches Demai, the fourth perek. As we almost make it in halfway, perek halokeach. So don't call it perek halokeach because the fifth perek is also perek halokeach. This is halokeach peros. The fourth perek is halokeach min hanachtom. Sometimes you have the same name, like the beginning of Maseches Gittin. The first two prakim in Gittin are both Hamevi and Hamevi Basra. But as we continue here in Demai, the seven prakim in Maseches Demai, as we get into the fourth parak, again today's shir, today's shir and the Masechta shir are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. So the Mishnah tells us on today's daf, Halokeach peiros mishe inu neman ala maisras. Somebody buys fruit from someone who's not neman a maisras. That's our case. That's our case of demai. I have fruit from someone who is not neman. V'shachach li'asron, and I forgot to be maaser, and now it's Shabbos. Right, that's a problem because we know there's an issur d'rabbanan of being mafresh shumis and maisras on Shabbos and Yontif. That's tikkun mana. Tikkun mana is either bone or makib apatish. Right, one of those malachas. Probably it's a d'rabbanan of misakin mana. There are many examples of misakin mana. Even a person going into the mikvah, possibly the Gemara Beitza talks about it. Unless you have the nira kemiyaker, right? Maybe it's if it's hot outside maybe it's just going to cool off. But one is not supposed to be tovel, not allowed to be tovel, not tovel, but also by bimafrish on Shabbos and Yontif, right? We say in Baba Malikin, if you remember, that when it is a suffix time, right, when it is a time of Ben Ashmasho, so then one is able, would be able to, because that's a suffix by Demai, so it's a suffix during a Ben Ashmasho, so then that would be okay. We had that earlier in this Masechta as well. But if it's really Shabbos, they're not allowed to be mafrish, so what do you do? What do you do? See, if it's Tevel, there's not much to do. But if it's Demai? It's Demai. So the whole thing is a suffix anyway, and Rova Meir is Maasrenain. So what do I do? So Shalu B'Shabbos V'Ochal Apiv. I'm allowed to ask the Am Haaretz on Shabbos. And if he tells me it was Hufrash, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to trust him. Why? The Gemara will have two days. But again, Shalu B'Shabbos, I can go and ask him and eat on Shabbos from the produce. Chashecha. But once it gets dark and Shabbos is over, Motzi Shabbos, Lo Yochal Shiaser. Then my heter evaporates. And I have to now not eat. I could be eating it all the way. And right when it gets dark, boom, I can't eat anymore. And now I have to assume, he wasn't mafresh. I'm only allowed to trust him on Shabbos. But once Shabbos is over, I'm not allowed to trust him anymore. An amazing halacha. Two points to make here. And that is, number one, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayis quotes the Pnei Yoshua in Ksubis on Daf Chav Dalet. Rabbi Kiva Eger right here quotes, right, the language of our Mishnah is, if somebody buys fruit from someone who is not Ne'eman, is that somebody who is explicitly known to be not a Ne'eman or Stamanam Aretz? Right, is it somebody that we know for sure is not trustworthy? Misha'eno Ne'eman. So how far does this heter go? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Bipshuto nire tahach kula de sheila b'shabes hikilu rak ba'am haaretz avalo bechashud mamish al hamaisrus." Right, somebody who's mamish chashud, then this heter wouldn't apply. Somebody you don't know, stam anam haaretz, who doesn't know the halacha, is not so makbid, but a chashud not. Ein pere Yeshua b'chidush eksubis. V'sham timsa the daito da af bechashud samchina na hakula. Look at the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis daf Chavdal, and he sounds like even a chashud you would be able to trust because of the reasons as the Gemara will give why we trust him on Shabbos. But that is number one, the question of chashud and how far does this heter go. Number two, the Rambam is medayek in this Mishnah. Let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam here in the beginning of the fourth parak of Demai. The language of the Gemara is chashecha. So chashecha means how dark. The chashecha motzi Shabbos, says the Rambam. Ratzal omer lel rishon achar tzeisa kochavim. Right, chashecha in Talmudic language always means tzeisa kochavim. Chashecha doesn't say erev. Erev also often means shkia. But chashecha means dark. So the Rambam says, "Lel rishon achar tzeisa kochavim." Mavo ben hashmashes b'motzei Shabbos ochal alpiv. As long as it's still ben hashmashes, you're allowed to eat. Mepnei shelo nigmar hayom, because the day has not been finished yet. So it's interesting. During ben hashmashos, I'm allowed to be mafrish demai. right, on Friday. But why? Because it's not Shabbos yet. But on Motzi Shabbos, the heter of eating Dmai based on the Amaretz, it's considered Shabbos. It's considered Shabbos, and therefore I'm allowed to keep eating until Tseis, until Motzi Shabbos. So there's that's an interesting difference. Why is there such a difference between the two? Right? You always treat it by the earlier one. The only truth by the earlier time, the Ben HaShemashas of Friday is considered Friday, and the Ben HaShemashas of Motzi Shabbos is considered Shabbos. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Why don't we say, right, Ben HaShemashas, we discussed in the past, the beautiful Sugya, the Lamdis of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, maybe it's a Din Safek. But some ask, why is Ben HaShemashas a Safek? Why don't you go by Chazaka de Meikara? Whatever the Chazaka, whatever you have a Safek, if there's a Chazaka de Meikara, so Friday night, you're not sure what it is? It was weekday, so it's weekday until you know otherwise, until it's Shabbos. And then Ben HaShemashas, maybe it's Shabbos unless you know otherwise, which is Motzi Shabbos. Maybe that's what this is based on, right? That question of the Achronim, that there's always go by Chazaka de Meikara, and there should never be a Safek by Ben HaShemashas. But we generally, the Gemara and the Rishonim don't really use that. They say it's a Safek, Safek Yosef Laila. They don't consider that a Chazaka de Meikara. Maybe because and again, this is a big topic within the world of Sfeikos and Chazakos, which is probably the most popular topic amongst Achronim. We don't have any other topic like that where we have Achronim that wrote Svarim about it. The Shev Shmaitza and the Kuntras HaSfeikos and the Rav Shari Yosher and Tukfa Kohen. Right? Separate Svarim written by the Achronim about this topic of Chazaka and Safek. If you look in the, so they don't talk about this chazaka applied to Ben HaShemashas so much, but if you look in the Mishnah Rishona, look at the Mishnah Rishona on the bottom of the Mishnayos, he quotes this Rambam. The Rambam says, oh, if you look at the Mishnah, it sounds like it's chashecha. So he says, v'lo tani moti shabbos l'chud, lashbina dafka chashecha, v'ben HaShemashas yochav, nira desvirle. Even though it says in Mamalikin that you're allowed to be mafrish demai during Ben HaShemashas of Friday night, dafka Ben HaShemashas de erev Shabbos v'lo shel motzi Shabbos. Why? He doesn't explain, but he just says deshani iyule yoma meafuke yoma demisafik lopaka kedusha. Right? If it was Shabbos, we're not mafkia. We don't uproot the kedusha of Shabbos unless we know for sure. Similar to what I said, but it's not based on Chazaka de Meikara. But it's based on, don't compare Shabbos coming in and Shabbos coming out. Lo, again, shiny, yule yoma efika yoma. Who uses this Lashon? The Lavush uses this Lashon. Where does this Lashon come from? If you look in the Ramah, we quoted this Machlokas a while ago. Right? What happens if somebody makes early Shabbos? And then you want to ask your friend who didn't make early Shabbos to do Malacha for you. That is 100% Mutter. 100% Mutter if he didn't make Shabbos yet, so then you could ask him to do Malacha for you. That is, that's a Shabbos Jew, yes. But what happens if on Motzi Shabbos? So that's agreed upon by all. But what about the other way? What about if I finish Shabbos already? I finish Shabbos, I hold an earlier Zman, or I don't know the earlier Zman. We both hold the same Zman, but you're being Mamshech Shalosh Shudas. You're having a long Shalosh Shudas. So are you allowed to ask me, or am I allowed to do Malacha for you, if you still have Shabbos, and I finish Shabbos? So that's a Machlokas, the Ramah and the Lavush. Right, that way. The end of Reis Lama Gimel in Arachayim. The Ramah is Mekel. The Ramah says, Misha Macher Luspal Mozi Shabbos, or Mamshech Sudasa Balaila, Mutter Lomala Chavero Yisrael, Shekvar His Palel, Vihiv Dolasos Malachto, Lahadog Lonero, Salavasholo, Mutter, fine, says the Ramah, Kenir Ali, I think it's Mutter, it's not Shabbos for you anymore. So it's not Shabbos for you anymore, so you can do whatever you want for your friend. Says the Lavush on that Ramah, in the end of Reish Samach Gimel, he says, I'm sorry, but I don't agree. Don't compare. Volodami iyule Shabbos laafuke Shabbos. Same lashon as the Mishnah Rishona on our Mishnah. Dibi iyule Shabbos hadavar tali benidro. Right, and this is an assumption, but he says Tosefes Shabbos before Shabbos starts, Kabbalah Shabbos. That's tali. That's like a personal neder. Whenever I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, that's like my own personal neder. V'kibulu alav kedusha Shabbos. V'nuchalom marshezek kibul alav. V'zelo kibul alav. He was makabel. He wasn't makabel. Aval ba'afuki shabsa shekfar ne'esar alav hakol biyom haShabbos v'hu mamshech b'kedushaso balayla kol ha'isurim nimshachim imo. Then all the isurim are nimshach with him. Delo shayach lomar hutru miksasan lo hutru. She miksasan hutru. Right. The heter of asking a Jew to do malachah on Shabbos. So then everything is butter. And if not, Kulam hutru, kumo gabi neder, v'kilam shekulam lo hutru, shari hu aser batzias balacha, gam exasan lo hutru. And therefore, he brings a raya from a tour, but that is the difference between the two. So that is also the Mishnah Rishona and the Lavush, and starts with the Rambam, that's Medayik, right? The Chashecha means here dark. So again, back to the Halacha. So I was at Mafrish, I have this Demai, I could go ask the Amma Aretz, or maybe even the Chashud, but at least the Amma Aretz on Shabbos, you know, were you Maaser? Did you take off Chumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni? And if he says yes, I could trust him until the end of Shabbos. But once Shabbos finishes, so then I can't eat it anymore, and I have to be ma'aser. An amazing halacha. Lo mitza'o. What happens if I can't find the owner? I can't find the guy who sold it to me. So, but I know his friend is around town. He's away for Shabbos. But I know his friend is here. So lo mitza'o. Omar lo acher she'eino ne'eman al ma'aser. So his good buddy, who's also an ma'aret, says, Musaranein, I saw that so-and-so was ma'aser. So, oh, Ochel al piv, you're also allowed to eat based on his friend. Right? Not just on him. Even if his friend says he was ma'aser, that is good enough. And again, chashecha moti shabbos, lo yochel al she'aser. You can't trust his friend more than you can trust him. And therefore, both of them, it, ends. The heter ends, once Shabbos is over. What's the chiddush of here? Even if you don't have the idea of uman omara umnase, maybe, but it's not the guy who sold it to you, and maybe that would be a reason to be telling the truth. Still, you're allowed to trust his friend. It sounds like you should lechachila go to the friend. Right? It sounds like, right? Lo mitza'o. If you didn't find him, then you could go to the other guy. So the achronim wonder, maybe the other guy is even better. Maybe the guy who sold it to you, the mocher, he would want to lie. He would want to make sure that you're happy with the purchase. Right, so interesting that it sounds like lechatchila it should be by the owner. That's a diuk of the Tiferes Yisrael. Many mefarshei mishnayos playing a role here on today's daf. Right, it says the in the Tiferes Yisrael here it says kadnira de kamash malan de dafka below matz ola mocher show ela acher. Only if you didn't find the mocher, aval beyesh mocher kan lo yismoch al acher. Right, if you didn't find the mocher, if the mocher is around, you have to ask him. Why? Da hamocher nizhar tvei milahachshilo. Right, the mocher is more careful. Right, the mocher is more careful to not be machshil you, and therefore he would be number one, choice number one to go to. That's the Tiferes. We know the Tiferes Yisrael has two pshatim, two mefarshim, the Yachin uBoaz. Right, those are the names of the pillars that were in the Beis Hamikdash, but those are his commentaries, the Yachin and the Boaz. So the Yachin is where he gives like Pashup Shat, and then the Boaz is where he gives Lamdas. Not like the Mishnah Brewer and the Bir Halacha. Right? So that's the Yachin, he says that. And then in the Boaz here, he says, but I'm not really so sure. Because on the one hand, you might say that the Mocher is better because he'll be more Zahir, not to be Machshil. But then he says, Avagav Deish Lomar Lachar Da'adarabah, Da'acher Vadein Meshaker. What would a third party lie for? He has no reason to lie. Da'ein Adam Choti V'lo. Right, there's no reason a person doesn't sin unless he gets something out of it. So, here, what is he getting out of it? Well, but still, so and the mocher has something to benefit from it. He wants the guy to be happy with him. But even so, I understand the Gemara, the Mishnah's logic. But even though he says it could be the I could see the other way as well. Okay, so that's the diuk though that he has in terms of only lo mitza'o. But if you did find him, then you have to go to him. Let's finish the Mishnah, then we'll make one more comment. Shumas Meister Shel Demai Shachazulim Koma. Totally new topic, which the rest of the Gemara will talk about. I did what I'm supposed to do. It was Demai. So what do I have to take off by Demai? Remember, Shuma Gadol, I don't have to take off. I make sure I could assume that the Ame Haaretz took off Truma Gadola. Meiser Rishon, I have to take off because I have to get rid of the Trumas Meiser in it. The Meiser Rishon I could keep, the Trumas Meiser I have to give to the Kohen. Meiser Shani, I could be Mafresh and keep. Meiser Shani, I have to be Mafresh and take up to Yerushalayim. So what happened? That was Mafresh and the Trumas Meiser, and then somehow, one of the wonderful children in the family, you know, somehow didn't realize that it was supposed to be separate, and they put it back into where you were just Mafresh from. Right? Trumas Meiser, Shel Demai, Shechazulim Koma. It went back in. So now you're stuck. Right, because let's say there wasn't enough to be mevatelit, right? Because it has to be 1 to 100, and here there wasn't 1 to 100 because you took off, and now it's less. Trumas Meiser is about 1 to 100. Now you have 1 to 99, right? If you took off your Trumas Meiser, and now it went back in, so it's now medume. It's medume. So you can't eat any of it. So Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechol Sha'ol Uvok Lapiv. Rav Shimon Shazuri says there, where it's going to ruin everything, and you're going to have to, you're not going to be able to eat any of it, then you can even trust the Amaretz on a weekday. On a weekday. Why even on a weekday? We're going to see in the Gemara's Lashon is going to be Emas Midume Olav. We're going to have that at the end of Lamed Heyamabes, the last line. Emas Hadimu Olav, because again, the Amaretz, remember, it's scared about Truma, Truma Gedola. He doesn't realize about Truma's Meiser that it's in the Meiser Rishon, but if you tell him something is Medume, the Gemara is going to say, so he's scared. He takes that seriously. Right, so we find in this Pesachta, Emas Kachim Olav we had before, by there's no Chiyav of Demai, by Chalas Am Haaretz, and by Shiari Menachos. Remember we had that Mishnah earlier, because of the, there is Ema. We're not talking about a Lahachas Nick, right? We're talking about someone who just doesn't know or doesn't care. So if somebody, if he's told, so then he would be Choshesh and wouldn't be Machshil you. Good. So now the Gemara comes. What exactly is the heter? What is the heter for trusting this Am Haaretz on Shabbos? So says the Gemara. Maybe we'll just okay. Let's read it and then we'll make a comment about the Rambam. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Right, 2 days. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'kvod Shabbos itiru, kavod Shabbos. Go out, you want to eat on Shabbos? So mishum kavod Shabbos, we were matir the." Believing the Am Haaretz. So Gemara says, one second, if it's Kavod Shabbos, so Imipnei Kavod Shabbos, Lamali Sholo. What do you even need to ask him? If the whole Heter is like, Kavod Shabbos, and therefore you can, really you don't trust the Am Haaretz. He's not believed. What's the difference between during the week and Shabbos? Either way, he's not believed. But on Shabbos, you know, it's Kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to, what? Assume Rov Am Haaretz Master name, rely on the Rov? So what is the Am Haaretz doing for you? What are you even asking him for? So Gemara says, Al Yedei Eila. Right, we take out that the Ola word. Al Yedei Eila. What does that mean? Mara Folda. Klomar. Alila Kitana Mitzao. You find a little something to hang your hat on. Right? You ask him, Lismoch al She'ela Shu Tam Chalosh. You're right. You don't really trust him. It's really because of Kavod Shabbos being Doche. But, you know, ask him a little bit so you can have something to rely on. Make it look a little better. Make it look a little better. Number one. Number two, Rav Bibi, B'shem Rav Chanina, Ema Shabbos Halav. No. It's not about Kavod Shabbos. It's that an Am Haaretz is in awe or scared of Shabbos. He wouldn't lie on Shabbos. V'hu Omer Emes. And you can assume he's telling the truth. Assume he's telling the truth. V'im Emas Shabbos Halav. Right? One second. So they ask the Gemara, if it's about Ema Shabbos, so b'datanina chashkal motzi Shabbos lo yochal chiaser. But if it's Ema Shabbos alav, so why does it evaporate? Why does it end up when Shabbos is over? You assume he's telling the truth. So if you assume he's telling the truth, so why can't you trust him even after? So the Gemara says mipnei echad shein Shabbos alav. Is that a vadai? Is that a vadai? They're most people, but you know you don't know 100%. There might be one guy that Ema Shabbos is not on him, and therefore the Ras Yirlio says it's kind of a combination of factors. It's the Ema and the Kavod. So, if you have both, he says, Asu tamzeh sad im Kavod Shabbos. You have both. It's the Ema, but there's some people not. So, at least on Shabbos, you could trust, right, those two, based on those two reasons. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, last two prakim are about the do's. The first 28 prakim are about the don'ts of Hilchos Shabbos. The last two prakim are about the do's. The last parak Lamed in Hilchos Shabbos talks about the four Arba Dvarim Ne'emru B'Shabbos, the four concepts, Shnayim min HaTorah v'Shnayim min DeBeSofrim, two Daraisa, two Drabanan, V'Hein Mefurashin Ayidei HaNeviim. Fascinating lashon, not for now. Midivrei Sofrim, V'Mefurashin Ayidei HaNeviim. What are the four? Zachar, Shamar, Kavod, Oneg. Right, those are the four principles of Shabbos. Zachar are all the mitzvot asay of Shabbos. Shamar is all the los asays included in that one word. Shamar and Kavod and Oneg. Shabbat Torah, Zachar, Shamar, Shinas Parsha, the Nevi'im, Kavod, Oneg. Shneamar, as opposed to it says in Shayahu, Nunches. How do you remember that? Nunches, Noch, you rest on Shabbos. Nunches, Menucha. So, V'kras on Shabbos, Oneg, V'lekvosh Hashem, Mechubad. What is Kavod? What is Oneg? So that's the Vilna Gaon's Diak. Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Yontif points out that what are the different, the Rambam has a whole list of Kavod Shabbos. Taking a shower, and going out to greet the Shabbos Malka, and sitting B'Kovid Rosh, and setting the table, and wearing nice clothes, and not being Koveya Seuda on Erev Shabbos, right? That's also part of Kavod Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon's Diyuk is that all of those actions are Erev Shabbos. Everything you do on Erev Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Everything you do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos, right? That's the Gra. That's the gross diik in this Rambam, in this whole parak. What's oneg? Enjoying your food and relaxing and taking a walk and anything that you enjoy. It's interesting that the Achronim point out that the Rambam quotes Halakas Neiros twice. The Rambam quotes Halakas Neiros here and earlier, and Reb Chaim and the Grach Halashas says that because Halakas Neiros is both. I light candles before Shabbos to show honor to Shabbos, to be mechabe Shabbos, but then I have the candles lit on Shabbos, she neiros delukim, that's oneg Shabbos. So I enjoy the candles. So I light them l'shem kavod, but I enjoy them l'shem oneg. Right, the Rambam's lashon later on, achilas basar v'shtiyas yayin b'Shabbos, oneg hu la. It's oneg, achilas basar v'shtiyas yayin. And he talks about minag tzadikim, but that's the diak that the Rambam has, that the Gra has in the Rambam about the difference between kavod and oneg. Yom Kippur only has kavod, doesn't have oneg, right? Yom Kippur, we dress nicely and we set the table and maybe we light candles. That's a machlokas whether you light candles, different purpose than Shabbos. But that is the kavod and the oneg. There's a problem with the Rambam in general on this mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchos Meiser, Yud Beis Yud Zayin. It's all quoted in Hilchas Eidos. But if you look in Yud Beis Yud Zayin, here, Hilchas Meiser, the Rambam quotes, Yud Beis Yud Zayin, that seems to be that an Amma Aretz is always believed regarding the Tua of someone else. Chashid Shehayid al Achirim al Shalachirim Ne'eman. Somebody is chashid, but he says something about somebody else's produce, he's ne'eman. Chazaka ein adam chodiv lo lo. A person won't lie if he's not getting anything out of it. So if I'm asked about your produce, I'm believed. Vein sarach lomar ama aretz. And not only a chashid, kavachomer an ama aretz. Lefichach, ama aretz sha'amar ze tevel, ze truma, ze vadai, ze dmai, afilu b'shalo ne'eman. Amar elu peiros misukanin b'shalachirim ne'eman. We'll have to get to those Mishayas. Look, it doesn't appear like two guys are like testifying about each other, just like you talk about me here and I'll talk about you in the next town. Right? So as long as it doesn't appear like that, so the person is believed. So the question that Beis Yosef asks and the Mefarshim ask is, so in the Seifa of our Mishnah, by an Acher, why does it run out at the end of Shabbos? Right? It sounds like from the Rambam that he's believed. He's believed about somebody else's produce. So why should it run out? Why should it run out? So that's a question that the Beis Yosef points out in Kuf Yutes. He leaves this Betzarachian. Again, there are many, numerous Mishnayos here, but he leaves this towards the end of Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yutes in Yaradeya is Dine Chashud. There's a whole simin on Chashudim. If somebody is Chashud in a certain Aveira, if somebody is Chashud in Kashrus, right, there's a whole simin in Shulchan Aruch about that. So the Beis Yosef just leaves us as a question. He says, he quotes this Rambam, he says, the Kashali in Demai, the Mishnah in Demai, Dalet Aleph, right? He knew Yerushalmi, right? He quotes that it runs out by the end of Shabbos. Vahashta, ki amar le'achar shino neman ala maestros musar anhein, amai kishachashkum ozei Shabbos lo yochal ashi aser. V'akai malon techashu neman al shalachirim. V'koshik in stama ma'aretz, tekil tfei, mechashud. So he leaves that v'tzarech iyun. So the Achronim, after the Beis Yosef, try to come up with answers. The Bach and the Taz and all the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch there in Simen Kuf Yutes. The Machne Ephraim, I'll just read you one answer. The Machne Ephraim in Uchaz Eidus in Simen Yud Beis. Machne Ephraim was somewhat of a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, a little bit after. So he quotes that maybe the difference is if he's by himself or somebody is with him. So maybe the Acher is believed if he's not the only one, if there are two people. If there are two people, so then maybe that's the Mashakaz of the Rabbam, the Chashal Davar, Me'id al Shalachirim, Ariba Acher Omeid Imo. Maybe Acher Omeid Imo, maybe the difference between Cheskas Isser or not. Okay, but that's the Rambam. We continue. So again, 2 days in the Gemara, which maybe the Maskana go together. Why we believe him on Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos or Emas Shabbos? Kavod Shabbos or Emas Shabbos? Tani Sholo B'chol Lo Yochad B'Shabbos. But if you ask him during the week, you can't eat on Shabbos. Let's say I asked him on Thursday. So now it's Shabbos and I wasn't Mafresh before Shabbos. Am I allowed to trust him because of how I asked him on Thursday? So the Braisa says no. You can't. So Mandamar Ema Shabbos Alav Nicha. I understand according to the Mandamar Ema Shabbos. Because he didn't ask him on Shabbos. He didn't have the Ema of Shabbos. Mandamar Ema Kavod Shabbos. I feel the Shalom B'chol Yochad B'Shabbos. But if according to the first day of his Kavod Shabbos, so then you should, even if you ask him during the week, it should be good enough to eat on Shabbos, because really you didn't even have to ask him. Remember we said it's just an Eila Matzah, right? You didn't even have to ask him. So he answers the Gemara. Lo Amar L'Shogeg. You're only allowed to rely on this Heter B'Shogeg, meaning if you could have and you forgot, or there's some reason why you, excusable reason why you weren't mafresh beforehand. Hamezah, but if you dafka weren't mafresh on a weekday because you said, you know what, I'm just going to ask them, I'm going to ask him on Shabbos. You can't do that. You can't rely on Mezah. And here, if you asked him on Thursday, you could have just been mafresh on Thursday. What are you asking him on Thursday for? You could have just done that. Hamezah Nasser, Ditanina, Shachach La'asran. Right, the Mishnah says, the language of the Mishnah is Vishachach La'asran, meaning you should have done it beforehand. So if you spoke to him on Thursday, it must be that it wasn't Shachach. I saw one of the Mefarshim, I think on the Tiferes Yisrael, say, if you asked him right before Shabbos, because you realize, you forgot, then it'll be okay. It's not a din of chol, right? It's a din of shogig and mezid. So if you asked him right before Shabbos, that also would be okay. B'she'ein imo t'nai. The Gemara adds, based on something that we're going to have later on, also, we're talking about a case where you didn't make any kind of t'nai on the hafrasha from before Shabbos. Avalam yesh imo t'nai, ochal al t'nai. But no, but if you made some type of tonight, then I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow, I have it in mind. So then you could just use that and not rely on, not ask him. You just rely on your tonight. Right? See the Mara fold up. Beini mo tonight, masis and myri. She'eini mo tonight, shehisna me'er of Shabbos. Ko ma she'ocha ni ma'asar achar Shabbos. Oz ma'tirin lo'ay de she'ela. Aval, yeshi mo tonight, ochal al t'no. Then you could eat based on the tonight. What does it mean that emas Shabbos alav? Why is a person scared of Shabbos? Why is a person scared of Shabbos? Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Nun Hey says, well, we know one of the six events, there are six events that are Koveil HaMaisrus. Right? Usually, if I'm eating fruit under my tree out of my field, I could snack on it even without taking off Chubas and Maisrus. Only when I bring it into my house, that's Koveil HaMaisrus. There are six events that are Koveil HaMaisrus. Bishul, Malicha, Chatzer, Bayis, but one of them is Shabbos. Shabbos, because the Mefarshim explained, everything on Shabbos has chashivus. And therefore, Shabbos is koveil ha'maisrus. So, says Tosus, that's where the Am Ha'aretz gets it from. He says, why is Ema Shabbos alav? Pirish. This is Tosus Ksubis Nun Ha'amabes. Pirish. Am Ha'aretz yarei l'shaker b'Shabbos, b'dover she'enu me'usar. Mishum d'Shabbos kovas l'maisr. Because he knows Shabbos is koveil ha'maisr. Shabbos makes everything more, is koveil on there if you can't even eat a rye. Therefore, he doesn't want to mess people up. Because of that halacha, Shabbos is Kaveh L'Maiser. That's the Tosfos. If you look in the Maharshal on the back of the Gemara, on this Tosfos, the Chacham Shlomo, the Maharshal is the Chacham Shlomo on the bottom of the Marsha. The Chacham Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch is Shlomo Kluger. The Chacham Shlomo on the bottom of the Marsha is the Maharshal, Shlomo Luria, Lublin. So he quotes here a different shot. He says, near the Farsh, Lav Dafka, Sham Aretz Yodeh, Shabbos Kaveh L'Maiser. How does he know that? He's an Am Ha'aretz. Right, Ella mipnei shera amaret sheoklan bimeichol ba'arai below meiser. He sees people snacking on a weekday without taking off meisers. Ubishabis nizharin. On Shabbos, all of a sudden, he sees people aren't eating without being mafers. They're not stacking in the fields. She's like, why? What are people doing that? V'hulo yada dechiluk Shabbos to kovas. Ella de savar. Maybe he thinks that shumas and meisers are a Shabbos thing. All of shumas and meisers. Ella shesavar sheikr chiyavas haras meiser hu b'Shabbos below bachol. Right, and that's why he's Ema Shabbos alav, because he thinks that's when Shubas and Meisr supply. Right, that's what the Chacham Shlomo says. How does he know this detail? Kavas LaMeisr says the Marsha there quotes the Marshal and says Vehu Dachuk Sheyite. Well, he's going to think it's a Shabbos thing. Vehu Dachuk Sheyite Ha'am Aris Lomar Das Horas Meisr Hu Dafke B'Shabbos. Aval Apirish Lefi Shehu Roeh. No, similar but different. Shehu Roeh Sheochlin Below Meisr B'Chol Arai Below B'Shabbos. He sees them snacking on a weekday. So he's Mora Heter. She kovas mora, not that he thinks the halachas only apply that, but he's mora la'atzmo heter ba'achila shebachol. Da'arayhein. He realizes, I'm snacking on a weekday. Avo b'shabas ina mora lo heter she'im ba'achila sarai. It's not that way he's going to get mixed up with the halacha. The question is whether he's going to be more a heter to himself to be able to kind of, not take things so seriously. But not that he's going to be mixed up with the halacha. Okay. Let's get started. So, okay, you can look there for more. Tosus, the Marsha, and the Marshal, Subis, Nunhe. Lo mitzah, am lo acher. So, if you didn't find the owner, ask someone else. Maushi yochal she'elas chavero. Are you allowed to eat based on, you overhear your friend asking the seller? Vida, what exactly is the case? Lachem en ashtebedi adam ka'achas. Two people bought produce from the same guy. Shalu echad mehen. Right, Reuven and Shimon bought from a mocher. And Shimon, now it's Shabbos. So Shimon hears Reuven ask, is this Musar? And the owner, the mocher, says yes. So could Shimon rely on Reuven's question and answer? So, Hashem liyochal haji aser, v'ashi yeshilenu. No, he can't. Why? Ani omer, shalzeh yisav, shalzeh lo iser. Maybe this mocher was maser some of the fruit and not others. Right? How does, you can't trust him. Similarly, one person buys two baskets of fruit. If he asks him about one basket, right? You can't eat it from the second basket unless you're ma'aser or ask. So you never know. Maybe it was ma'aser one and not the other. Once, another halacha. Once Motzei Shabbos comes, so now, the heter evaporated. Says the Gemara, not only does the heter evaporate, but you can assume they're both equally demai. And you can be ma'aser from one on the other. Even though one of them, you had a heter for a couple hours. Right? Ma'aser mizel zeh. So manda remedei kavet Shabbos nicha. The one who says kavet Shabbos nicha. Because what's kavet Shabbos? You're really not believing the guy. He didn't tell you anything, but you're hopeful. And kavet Shabbos were, the whole thing is a suffix, so you can rely. So I understand why it's all in the equal status. Mother of the Amish Shabbos alav, lama li ma'aser mizel zeh. Right? How could he be ma'aser one or the other? If one of them, you kind of found out the guy's a ne'eman on Shabbos, so does that have the same status as the one that's totally demai that you didn't ask about? No answer given. No answer given to that question. The Gemara just leaves it. Ad kedun b'she'en lo b'osu amin. So Gemara says, fine, I understand you could ask the guy in his kavet Shabbos if you don't have that type, right? You don't have any apples. You don't have any apples. You really want apples. Afil yesh lo me'osu amin. What if you have apples, but you want these apples, right? Are you allowed to ask the guy and rely on him even if you have the same min? Answers the Gemara, hayetzer tov. The Yetzahara has a taiva. Meaning, you want it. You want it. You can't tell him not. Right? What does that mean? Right? Some achronim say in the back, the mashbiach. Right? The Yitzhara likes what it can't have. So the second that you say you can't have these apples, you want the apples. Right? The rishash on Mishnah is mayim genuvim yimtaku. Mayim genuvim. So right now they're genuvim. So that's why you have a taiva for them. And that's just human nature. Like the Gemara's in the last daf in Nedarim. But the mayim genuvim yimtaku Gemara's. So Yetzer tov, the halacha recognizes that. And therefore, even if you have some apples, you want the other apples, and therefore you can rely on asking him. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll get to next time about what if you have Shabbos and Yontif together, and related issues about other Ne'emanis cases. Okay, we'll stop here.